I'm David Brancaccio. Airbnb says it is letting go a quarter of its global workforce and refocusing its business priorities. The short-term property rental company expects its revenues to be cut by at least half this year, given the pandemic. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here. Let's start with the layoffs at Airbnb. How many?
Right. So nearly 1,900 people, David, will be laid off. We don't know how that breaks down by country. The company operates in 24 countries. We do know that affected employees in the U.S. and Canada were informed yesterday. And co-founder and CEO Brian Chesky said in an all-staff memo that Airbnb must refocus for a post-pandemic travel industry that will be different than what it was before the coronavirus. Airbnb had been investing in things like bringing some hotels onto its platform, more high-end properties. It was looking at potentially flights. It offers experiences now. So some of those initiatives, David, are being paused or scaled back.
Now, this is a wrenching reversal of fortune for a company that's been valued at tens of billions of dollars, was planning to sell its stock to the public this year. It's also been a nightmare for people depending on money from visitors paying to stay at their places. How does it affect the travel industry more widely?
We put that question to Makarand Modi. He teaches hospitality marketing at Boston University, and he said it could be an opportunity for Airbnb's competitors.
Across the travel industry, that might, in a sense, almost roll back the years and allow some of the other players in the travel industry to really double down on some of the things that they did well.
So, for example, David, there were boutiques selling rooms via Airbnb, hotel boutiques, and now those independent hotels might get gobbled up by big chains, so more consolidations.